If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And it is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA, unless you're George Pickens, in which case you're going to be alive in DF Dub very soon. Welcome in to Cabali and Mac, presented by the Dan Heck Team, heckteamhomes.com. Thanks to them for being the presenting sponsors of Cabali and Mac, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com, the key to your next door, looking for your first home. Maybe to transition into a bigger home. The family's growing. You need more space. Looking to downsize. Doesn't matter what it is. Empty nesters. Anybody, everyone who's looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area should be getting in touch with Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, Corey, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the entire Dan Heck team waiting to talk to you about getting you in the home of your dreams. I don't know if they deal in Dallas real estate or not. I don't think they're licensed in Texas, but perhaps they could help George Pickens find a new home because he's getting traded. Kaboom. Big doings this morning. First thing, we wake up and the George Pickens trade has been announced. We'll get into all the details of it in just a second. A couple of points of order, business to get out of the way. All right. Thanks to everybody for joining us. First of all you ridiculous people who take part in the show all the time by watching, by commenting, by just being a part of the show. We appreciate Ian's. We had another great month in the month of April, up like 50% overall and like 90% on YouTube. So another great week, like 160,000 views and downloads and listens and all that jazz. So thank you to each and every one of you who continue alongside our sponsors to give us reason to do this nonsense when we could just be sitting on our big fat rear ends doing nothing. Although I know you got plenty else to do, Mark. So thanks for making the time and getting up early today, pal.
Me?
Yeah.
Got to get
you
up.
Broke the news to me via a very nondescript text message. You do this. You text me all the time with just a sentence relating to nothing. You just text me at 6:52. There goes that. And I'm like, what? What the hell does that mean? I just got up. What's happening?
Well, the best part about that is, I mean, to pull back the curtains, I was sitting on the commode at the time. That's where I do most of my thinking, right?
Most great thinkers have done it on the John. Yeah, on the can. Dry, wet, dry.
I try to be very regular in the morning, get up and do the business.
Sure. You gotta offload the previous day's work. Understood. We get it. Thanks for filling us in on that one. Definitely appreciative of that. So George Pickens has been traded, and you broke the news from the turlet, or at least broke it to me from the turlet. So thank you very much. Third round pick in next year's draft from Dallas to Pittsburgh, and then a swap of some late round picks in 2027. Where to start with this? First and foremost, let's start with this. This is something that some people said the Steelers and Cowboys have been kicking around for a while. It died right around the draft and then picked up again after the draft. Why in the hell, and this was one of my first thoughts, did this not get done during the draft?
That's a good question. I don't think anybody knows that right now. What I was told was this was a relatively new development. This wasn't a month in the making. This was more like a week or so in the making of discussing this, which brings you to the thought of if they knew a week from ago that they wanted to entertain this. Why didn't they do it before the draft or be able to acquire somebody in the draft? They do what I've been told, do feel, here we go again. Mm-hmm. They like their wide receiver room. They tried to shove that down our throats all of last year until the end of the season when they said, oh, by the way, our wide receiver room needs more playmakers. And the only thing that I can think of right now is there's two different – they're going about this two different ways here. It looks like they're putting everything in the same basket to be able to win this year, but then they take out a very critical piece of that puzzle and say, no, we don't need this. Now, what are you going to do? Are you trying to win now or you're not trying to win now?
Right. I mean, that's my initial knee-jerk reaction was this is not a win now move. This is a the first signal to me was, okay, we're not trying to win now because it's now DK and a bunch of dudes in the receivers room. And we're right back where we started at the drawing board of filling out the wide receiver room with more depth, top end depth. And, oh, by the way, this can't be a great sign for that win-now quarterback that we thought they were going to be bringing in this at some point this summer. This would, if I'm looking for smoke signals about Rodgers, which everyone and their mother is doing, this would be a sign that maybe it's not going to happen. Maybe Rodgers told them, hey, I think I might just be done, guys. I'm going to head to Louisville. I'm going to go watch some horses run in a circle. Best of luck in all your future endeavors.
Well, what I'm under the belief on that is I think they still haven't heard anything definitive one way or the other from that was coming from this morning, one way or the other, of what his plans are going to be. They're still very believe he's going to come, but they haven't really got any inkling of when and where and all that type of stuff yet. But you just have to go back to the Pickens thought of, not only why now, but I can pretty much assure you this wasn't a George Pickens plan. You know how we always talked about, or at least I always talked about, if they were going to move on from George Pickens, he was going to have to go in and knock on Mike Tomlin's door and say, I want out.
Right.
I can't do this anymore. Apparently, it was Mike Tomlin saying, hey, George, we don't want you anymore.
Now, and the
a little bit of a twist.
So, and here's the thing. I totally buy the fact that Pickens didn't request this because, we just talked to Pat.
I can guarantee that he didn't request it.
Okay. So, Pickens didn't request it, and Pat had just told us a couple weeks ago that everybody was talking over the offseason about how great it was going to be to come together with Metcalf and Pickens and him and everybody else and start to exploit secondary. So there's plenty of reasons to believe that Pickens didn't ask for this. Okay. Yeah. Then what was the impetus? Because look, clearly Mike Tomlin has been very good. I know Steelers fans don't want to hear things that he's good at, but he's been very good at managing personalities like George Pickens over the years. He made Antonio Brown a Hall of Famer for half a decade when nobody else in the world may have been able to do that. So he can manage personalities like this. He said George has to grow up towards the end of the season. George had shown plenty of signs that growing up was not of interest to him. The eye black, always effing open, the showing up late to the game, the fight at the end of the Cleveland game, the multiple flags against Cincy and Washington. Oh, just list after list, or thing after thing on the list that George Pickens showed he wasn't going to grow up. So why did they finally pull the trigger then? Is it simply just the contract?
Yeah, I think some within the organization was just done with him. But once again, that's not answering your question of why now. Wouldn't they have been done with him 3 months ago, 2 months ago?
So
maybe they were waiting for the correct package back. Maybe.
So this is the other part. I just got done talking to some friends in Dallas. Their morning show down there.
In Dallas.
I do have friends in Dallas. Sean and RJ and the fan morning show down in Dallas had me on to talk about this situation.
Oh, and, you're double dipping. I see that.
Double
you're
and triple,
giving all
baby.
Them all the good info.
No, please. I only save the good stuff for you, Mark. And so here's the thing. If this was the sweetening of the pot that they were waiting for on a possible George Pickens deal, we were all way off base. Those that thought they were going to get a second round pick for George Pickens, obviously. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what the Cowboys must have been offering before and during the draft then.
Yeah, I mean, third round pick. And then you talk about TJ Watt and what he might bring, and you're looking for multiple first round picks. This tells you almost right now, if a guy's entering his final year of his contract, the return is not as great as you might think it would be. And a third round pick just seems like, you know, Steelers got bent over, right? To me, you would think that a guy who has the talent of George Pickens would, you know, bring a bigger haul back in. But, hey, he's a one-year deal, free agent next year. So you're only going to get – those guys are only worth so much money, so much capital. I mean, I think to them they would love to know, and I don't know this, when – if this was always a plan, because everything I heard up into this, they had no interest in moving on from George Pickens. George Pickens did nothing to facilitate this recently until they decided, I don't want to say that it was a Robert Woods signing that forced this, right?
if that's what finally gave them the comfort level of moving on from Pickens, then they really don't have a good, solid handle on
it. I mean, it would make more sense to me if they drafted Igbokwo or something like that in the first round or somebody in the third round. Then you're like, okay, this makes sense. We can move on or whatever. It's just not there right now. And I think you're in a very, very similar situation now. I considered them looking over their roster last week, or no, yesterday, 2 days ago. This could have been their best roster since maybe – 17. I thought it was that solid. No, there's just a gaping hole right now. And their belief is that he was going to cause more problems than he was worth. But why don't you know this in February? Why don't you address this in the draft?
I don't buy into the idea that they finally got like emotionally fed up with George Pickens and were like, oh, this guy's always going to be a head case.
I think one guy did.
Who? Mike?
If I was a betting man, he's the one that pulled the trigger, I think.
But again, he's always been able to handle players like that. And I think for the most part, handled George about as well as George could be handled. And so you get the opportunity. If that's the case, if this was really Mike Tomlin saying, yeah, you know what? It's just too much of a headache at this point. This is cutting off your nose to spite your face. To finally go out and get a receiver that you can pair with Pickens and who is even better than Pickens. And you decide, I'm good. I just need Metcalf. I don't need anybody else. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Metcalf, Pickens, both running down the rail, pressuring safeties into making terrible decisions in coverage, leaving Freiermuth open over the middle, or Austin or Wilson or whoever else, Washington, and those guys drawing coverages, or somebody screws up and one of them's wide open. Like, the ability to create big play offense was there when you had both of these guys. Instead, every D coordinator, every secondary, every safety is going to be focused on DK Metcalf, and whatever the hell happens over here is just white noise. Calvin Austin, great. Oh, Roman Wills. Oh, Robert Woods, he's 75 years old. Yeah, Pat Freiermuth is a good tight end. Maybe occasionally they'll throw the ball down the middle every once a week. But we're focused on DK. Like, they just blew that up.
Mm-hmm. I think they did it for the greater good of the team. My argument does not really pan with the timing. You know, it doesn't mesh with the timing. That's what I'm saying. It makes sense why they moved on. It makes sense that they didn't want him in that locker room. It makes sense that they didn't want him to be, you know, get rid of him, get something for him. But it doesn't make sense May 7th to me.
No, it would have made sense on April 26th. Mm-hmm. And you get some picks back for this year's draft. Like, I'm almost at the point where I would have rather had a fourth round pick in this year's draft rather than a third rounder in next year's draft, because you could have taken the 2/4 you had this year and maybe moved up to another spot in the third, and then taken your 2/3 and maybe moved up into the late second. And maybe that completely changes the idea on who you end up with at quarterback. Or, you know, I just, there's the chain reaction of all of this happening after the draft is the other part that just does not add up.
Yeah, the only thing is compensation, right? That's the only thing that would make sense. They were offering him nothing worth listening to until finally the Cowboys said, here's that third you want. And they're like, we probably should do it. That's, I don't think it was unanimous amongst the decision makers, but it was with the one guy that has the most stroke.
To get through the season and then through the early portions of the offseason, and again, like your point, on May 7th, decide, no, now is when I've had enough of George Pickens, just doesn't add up. It doesn't. Again, if you told me it was just about the fact that you want to get something for a depreciating asset that's going to be a free agent at the end of the year because you don't want to spend money on multiple wide receivers, fine. I'd buy that a whole hell of a lot more than I'd buy, no, I just got tired. I just woke up one day in late April, early May, and got tired of them after the draft. If that's the way this panned out, it's egregiously bad, this move. Again, because the market is the market. And if it tells us George Pickens is only worth a third in a late round swap, then hey, George Pickens is only worth a third in a late round swap. But I would have taken a pick around later 2 weeks ago than I do for next year's draft. Unless this is all just, you know, we joked about the number of picks they have in next year's draft. They got 12 picks in next year's draft now, I think.
They don't like 12 picks. I know they do not like 12 picks. So that already is telling you that they're packaging something.
They have to. I mean,
they don't have a roster that can afford 12 picks.
We're not at the point of knowing exactly what next year's draft is going to look like. And let's not kid ourselves like we do. But right now, as it stands, you're talking about a first rounder, a second rounder, 3 third round picks, most
at
likely.
At least.
Maybe. 4th rounders, probably 2 5th, probably 2 6th, and a 7th. Just based on the calculus of who they lost in free agency and who they didn't add in free agency. Like, you're right. And I get it. The draft is where next year? It's here. So
I don't think that's a big
deal. Well, no, think about it, though.
I don't think that's a big deal.
At the bare minimum, they get to walk up there, if nothing else pans out, and announce 10, 11, 12 picks in front of the hometown fans and watch people twirl their towels down there by the stadium. At the best, they package a lot of those picks and move up and get something that they really like. And again, it happens while the draft is in their city, and maybe the quarterback class is a whole hell of a lot better than last year's quarterback class.
I'm just not a big firm believer in worrying about next year. And I don't think that they really care about going to the stage and saying, hey, we're going to package some picks just to make the fans here happy.
If they don't care, if it's not about next year, then you make this trade 2 weeks ago and take a 4th.
I'm not saying it's not about next year. I just don't think it has anything to do with Pittsburgh being in Pittsburgh next year.
I think that's a nice byproduct.
If it was in D.C., who cares?
I think it's a nice byproduct.
D.C. sitting around the big table in Southside, and Art Rooney says, we're going to pick our franchise quarterback. No, not this year. 2026, when it's at Point State Park, when it's at Stage AE.
I think it's a nice little coincidence that you're going to give the hometown fans some things to cheer about when the draft is in your city. I'm not saying that's the reason they're doing all of it. I'm saying it's a happy byproduct of all of it.
I mean, we're sitting here poo-pooing on everything. We could probably look at the positive of this, right? Addition by subtraction, get him out of that locker room, right?
Was he that much of a distraction to the rest of the locker room? I mean, this team was able to go to the playoffs.
I'm sure
this year.
When he shows up 5 minutes before the game, everybody's looking around and saying, what the hell's up with this guy? I mean, by Wednesday, it could be like, hey, George, how you doing? Whatever.
Sure.
But there's like, what's going on here? I mean.
Okay. So what other silver linings are in this dark cloud here, Kaboom?
Well, everybody thought they were going to lose anyways this year, but now that they get rid of their pick of George Pickens, they get all of a sudden it's like, well, they're tanking. I mean, I don't think that makes one bit of difference. If they were going to stink, they were going to stink. But I mean, the silver lining is they are absolutely loading up to get something next year. They're getting rid of a potential cancer. They're guaranteed themselves a third round pick, and they must somehow like Calvin Austin slash Roman Wilson
slash Robert slash,
you know, Alan Lazard. What other Packer out there?
Stop it! Stop.
What other Packers out there still needs to be picked up?
I can't. I mean, don't tell me you're a win now team every single day by everything you do.
That's why it's confusing.
It's not just confusing. It doesn't add up.
This does not help them win this year, which they're always looking towards this year. So why should we be complaining if they're looking towards the future? Isn't that what we want them to do?
No, I get that. I get that a lot of people do want them to look forward to 2026 and beyond. And they say, hey, just start Mason this year or figure out what you have in Will Howard, although we've talked about that already. Pump the brakes. Dude's a sixth-round pick for a reason. Let's figure out what we have going forward. Trade TJ, trade Minka, do all this. I saw Tone tweet that this morning. I was like, bud, I know we're all in our feels today about George getting traded, but like, let's pump the brakes. They have not suddenly turned into an organization that's tanking. They don't do that. They just don't, which is why it makes no sense to trade Pickens now. Again, had you done it 2 weeks ago and gotten yourself a late round pick, a mid to late round pick in this year's draft that could have helped now, would have made sense. You're a win now team. Would have made a little more sense, I guess. But you had your receiver room set up for at least 1 year, and you've proven now that you're a year-to-year team when it comes to roster construction.
I do feel bad because I thought it was going to be a very interesting offense if you had Rodgers, Pickens, Metcalf, Freiermuth, Warren. I was like, oh, this has the potential. Now you take Pickens out, and I mean, how much difference, honestly, can you see a guy like Austin, a guy like Wilson, a guy like Woods putting up similar numbers as Pickens?
I mean, maybe similar numbers to what Pickens had this year because he missed games. But none of them is better than a 60, 65 catch, maybe 1,000-yard kind of guy. Like, I could see Calvin Austin III doing that. And that's right around what George did this year. Again, because he missed multiple games.
Another guy in the final year of his contract, by the way.
Yeah. So it just, I don't, I, it doesn't.
Well, they do have Roman Wilson. I know he hasn't showed anything, but he was, a third-round pick last year?
Uh-huh.
Third. If he can make that jump, man. They must like what they saw last year, but
they didn't put him on the field last year.
Yeah, I think they like what they saw from him, his athletic ability and all that stuff. I don't think they liked how he was able to not transition. Well, I'll say it like the coach says it, get on that moving train.
Yeah, that's
go from injury to being ready to play is a lot different than just having pure talent. I like Roman Wilson. I think he can put a lot of – I think he can produce, but we just don't know. I mean, honestly, nobody knows right now. We're just guessing. They're just guessing. They're just guessing how much Robert Woods – Robert Woods is a good running a wide receiver 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Can he still produce that? I think he's better than Van Jefferson, right? But they're never going to be as good as George. I mean, if you weren't going to sign George and George was going to be constant problems, it makes sense. But we always have to go back to May 7th.
Doesn't add up. Just doesn't add up.
Unless they were only offering him a fifth round pick, then finally it's like, okay, we'll give you a third. Okay, we'll do it. That's the only thing that would potentially make sense.
Yeah, and that's still, I can't. I can't wrap my head around a lot of things. Like,
and if this happened to, honestly, like you said, if this happened 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we'd be jumping up on tables. Yes, let's get rid of that cancer.
No,
well, it's like, I don't know about this.
No, if they had done it 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have necessarily been jumping up on tables. It would have made some sense. I could have looked at it from their logic and said, oh, okay, that I guess adds up. I'm not excited about it, but it adds up.
I'll tell you one thing. Omar's probably, he's the first one in taking on the gorilla, so to speak. He's probably going to take some shots.
He's already taking shots. Yeah.
And I don't know if it was, it wasn't.
Well, you're the GM. You live with those decisions.
No, I don't know if that's what I'm saying. Normal GMs, if.
Doesn't matter. That's the title.
Coach of 19 years, if the most tenured coach in North American pro sports history says move him, you're getting moved.
Then why didn't it?
The only thing I told you. We have to repeat ourselves. It had to be the compensation. I don't think George even showed up to them. Not the OTAs, whatever, the weightlifting crap that they were doing for the past 2 weeks. It's not like he walked in there and was a jerk. I don't even think he showed up. I should look and see on the Steelers website. A lot of times they post pictures, but I don't even think he was there. Those guys normally train somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything. There was nothing that George did recently that triggered this.
And he didn't ask for it.
No.
Okay. Real quick, I got to thank our friends while we're in the business of thanking all of you for joining us here this morning a little bit earlier than usual because of the Pickens trade. It's episode 50 of Cabali and Mac. Got to thank our good friends at Southwest Greens as well for supporting the show. My kid went out and mowed the lawn on his own, the whole backyard. He just turned 12. Did that the other day just to make his old dad happy. Was a great job by him, and I love to see the work ethic, but we wouldn't even have to mow the lawn. We wouldn't have to water it. We wouldn't have to put down new seed or deep thatch or fertilizer or any of that stuff if we just had Southwest Greens, because Southwest Greens is a beautiful artificial lawn that looks real, acts real, feels real, and doesn't require any of the maintenance that you need for a normal yard, like your 12-year-old going out and cutting the backyard, or you having to go do it when the 12-year-old gets tired of doing it. Go to southwestgreenspa.com today. Tell Jake that Cabali and Mac sent you. They'll come on out and tell you exactly what they can do for your home, whether it's a little area around the swing set for the kids, an area around the pool, or the whole damn yard. southwestgreenspa.com. Go check them out today. Here's the thing. Pickens is gone now. And regardless of why they decided to do it today, it's done. They don't have much of a wide receiver room behind DK Metcalf. And I'm left wondering, I mentioned it off the top very early, but I'm left wondering if I'm Aaron Rodgers, am I any more interested in going to Pittsburgh on May 7th than I was on May 6th? I know Jerry tweeted out earlier, Jerry Dulac, the Post-Gazette, that this doesn't affect Aaron Rodgers' decision at all. I find it hard to believe that Aaron Rodgers is more excited about a receiver room without George Pickens than he is about a receiver room with George Pickens.
Hey, maybe he's the one that said, I don't want this guy.
His idea? I had somebody suggest that to me already this morning.
We don't know. It's not like we've heard much from Aaron Rodgers over the time. So I tell you one thing, he caught passes with DK Metcalf. He didn't catch passes with George Pickens at UCLA, right?
Fair. This to me is a smoke signal that Rodgers, I think, is less likely to be here in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Hey, you got guys out there if you want to. They're older.
Oh, yeah. Give me the list. Hit me with the list.
Keenan Allen's, Amari Cooper's. They're out there. I don't know. Is Tyler Boyd still out? Is he out there? I don't even know if he's a free agent or not.
No, Tyler's in Tennessee, wasn't he? Or did I lose track of Tyler?
I thought that was only a one-year deal.
I'm going to have to Aguilar. No, Tyler actually is still a free agent.
Oh, I should make that phone call right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Gunnar Olszewski's out there.
Who?
Gunnar Olszewski, you remember?
I thought they re-signed Gunnar Olszewski.
Who?
The Steelers. Giants.
No.
Oh, Skoronic. I get Olszewski and Skoronic confused. Random white dudes running slow routes from the slot. How'd I confuse them?
Hey, let me tell you something. I wouldn't be shocked over a guy like Amari Cooper. I mean, he struggled in Buffalo last year, but everything I heard from Amari Cooper about him talking to people in Buffalo and Cleveland was the greatest guy in the world, do anything team guy. He was dealing with a bunch of injuries last year. That's why he stunk in the last month or two. I mean, Keenan Allen, if he's, I mean, once again, this guy's probably making a ton of money, a ton of money over his career. Who knows if he even still wants to play. So there are options out there, but you would think that that's not on the front burner because they got Robert Woods. And that's their version of Keenan Allen / Amari Cooper.
If Robert Woods is the wide receiver two for this team going into the regular season, then we're right back where we started the last couple of years on offense. Right back where we started.
He's a little better. I would think he'd be a little bit better than Van Jefferson / who was before that?
Another former Rams, one-time Rams receiver. Who am I? Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson and Van Jefferson. There you go.
Yeah, so there you go. Robert Woods this year. Who's next? Torrey Holt? I mean, come on. Like, what are we doing?
Well, all I could say
is you cannot win every game 19-17.
There is a glimmer of hope.
What the hell is that? Please fill me in.
The Roman Wilson impact. Maybe he's the guy.
How do you go into a season?
You can't go into it. You can't. But there's always that possibility.
How do you go into a season in which you're willing to sort of throw all the eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket, if that ends up being it, right? At least you've shown over the last 2 months that that's what you're willing to do. You're willing to throw all the eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket for a year. How do you go into a season doing that and then also trying to sell us that Roman Wilson, who you wouldn't even put on the field last year, is going to make a huge impact for you this year? That is exactly the word you used, Kaboom. Hope. Hope ain't a strategy.
Well, you know, in another angle of this, I mean, shouldn't we be somewhat excited that Tomlin finally drew the line in the sand and said, nah, I'm done with this guy.
I'm not.
I'm done with him. I don't care what it does with the team. I'm done with it.
I mean, there are people out there this morning who are giving the old addition by subtraction thing, but I don't know if they're necessarily the same people who are fans of the forward pass, right?
No, we would have let him act like this.
Well, yeah, okay. Hey, diddle, Rogel up the middle for 3 yards every play and punt on 4th-and-1. Let's go back to 1953 then.
Toss power trap.
Yeah. 6'2" stack monster on the other side of the ball, shutting it down every time.
The thing is, I have never watched that movie from start to finish.
No, always in bits and pieces.
I mean, I try to look for it like on all my 162 streaming services. They always want you to pay $12 for it. I'm like, I ain't paying $12 for a 40-year-old movie. But I digress.
I wonder how much of that $12 every time somebody buys all the right moves, how much does Don Yanessa get? Does he get like 2 cents?
8 cents. You know, I've watched that movie, and I can never pick him out either. I'm like, which one is he?
Oh, you can see him on the sideline.
Yeah, but I mean, he was like very young.
He's very young. Yeah, obviously. It's 1982.
But you got rid of Najee, who is not the most pleasant guy in the world. You got rid of.
But he loved Najee. He and Najee got along.
He made him a captain to saying no. He cut his playing time in half. They didn't give him the money when they could have easily given him the fifth-year option.
But he liked Najee as a person, I think. I think they got along well. And, like, again, I'm sorry. If this is all just Mike Tomlin finally reaching the end of his rope with difficult players, good luck, man, because other difficult players are going to come around. And it's one of the skills that he has honed to an A-plus craft of his. He can handle difficult players. He's good at it.
Yeah, and he looks the other way.
What's that?
He looks the other way.
Well, he looks the other way to an extent and tries to – look, there are plenty of opportunities over the last few years where you could see him pulling George Pickens aside and talking to him individually on the sideline and trying to get him to calm down. He's always shown that level of skill and bringing a player aside and say, hey, man, just relax. It's not just I'm sure you've seen it. There's a classic clip from, man, I want to say it's early in Pouncey's career where Pouncey smacked somebody in the face or something and got flagged for it. And he pulls Pouncey aside and gives him the whole we, not me lecture. This ain't about you. It's about us.
You listen to me.
And he's excellent at that. Again, there are Steelers fans that don't want to believe Mike Tomlin's good at anything. He's fantastic at that. So why would he give up on Pickens now? Exactly.
I mean, once again, if you're guaranteeing yourself a third-round pick now and or a potential third-round pick next year or 2 years from now, I mean, I think we're just overlooking the obvious. First of all, his growing up status. I mean, from January. I mean, Art said he needed to grow up in January. Mm-hmm. Basically, Mike said he had to grow up here a couple months ago.
Yep.
And they probably have not talked to him or seen him very much since then. So that they can't make that decision off of that. I think there's still a point of they acquired another piece of the puzzle to go get what they want next year.
So why not let him come in this year and show you whether he took any of those words under advisement or not? Because and more than likely he wasn't going to, right? George wasn't going to listen to pick. Art Rooney or Mike Tomlin or anybody. George was going to listen to what George wanted to listen to, and he was going to do what he wanted to do.
That was from day one. I mean, I was told that early on. George only cares about one person.
Right, which is why he was a second-round pick and not a first-round pick. We all know the George Pickens immaturity issues that exist, but at the very least, you get 1 year of him and Metcalf together. 1 year of him and Metcalf together and what that could do for your offense when you're, again, willing to spend the entire spring and summer just sitting around waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Well, if that's the case, you're in on this year. And so you better put the best possible roster out there. Trading George Pickens is not putting the best possible roster out there. I'm sorry. I don't care what you think about his personality.
We can't have it both ways. Some people want him to tank. Some people want to put their best roster out there. We have to make a decision to go with it now. Which one is it?
Well, this isn't tanking either.
This is not putting you in a position to be as good. They're not as good as they were at 6 a.m. as they were at 7 a.m.
This is even farther into the murky middle. I know what you mean. Even farther into the murky middle than they've been at any other point in the last, since Ben Roethlisberger walked off the field the last time. They've never been more in the murky middle and closer to being an 8.5 win team than they are at 6:45 this morning. Or whenever this trade gets completed today.
Yeah, like, I was putting together a story about how this was the best roster since 2017. And now you look at it, they don't have a quarterback and they don't have a wide receiver too right now. It's like, oh.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't write that.
Well, look, with Rodgers.
I still think and he's with coming. Pickens, Rodgers is still coming. Whoever's doubting that, he's coming. I just think this Pickens thing's got to the point where it was not something they wanted to do. It's just something they finally come to the conclusion they had to do. And if it was the timing was bad.
It's terrible. Timing's awful, which is how you're going to feel on Saturday night, probably, when you haven't done anything for Mother's Day. Get ahead of it now. Get to Nail Studio 2 out in McMurray, Peters Township, Donaldson's Crossroads, right? You get there or go to Nail Studio 2, Roman numeral 2, nailstudio2.com. You can give them a call if you want to know more, 724-941-4595, and get ahead of the curve by taking advantage of their Mother's Day special. Look, it's May. It's the triple crown of nail holidays. Mark knows this. You got graduations. You got Mother's Day. You got proms. I got a 16-year-old going to a prom in a few weeks. Of course, they've all got to get their nails done. Hey, go for it. Get your nails did. But do it with a gift card from Nail Studio 2, the Mother's Day special, in-store only purchase of a $100 gift card. For mom, you get a complimentary $20 gift card for a future service for you. NailStudio2.com, at Nail Studio McMurray on Instagram, and Nail Studio 2 McMurray Peters Township on Facebook. Again, give them a call. Tell Vinny we sent you. 724-941-4595, the number right there on your screen. Thanks to Nail Studio 2 for jumping on board as a sponsor of Kabali and Mac. I guess that's it. Amari Cooper, or who was the other one you mentioned? Keenan Allen. Like, that's it. That's the only other option here for improving the wide receiver room.
Maybe Robert. I don't know. I'm going to have to go do some more research on Robert Woods his last couple of years. I know he was good, you know, a couple of years ago, but is he a guy that can? I mean, Calvin Austin is not bad. I mean, he's continues getting better, but he's not that difference maker. At least he isn't right now. I mean, let's expand this Pickens talk a little bit about moving forward here. Maybe when there's red flags on people's in the draft, not medical reasons, other reasons, maybe the Steelers should take that seriously now rather than I can change him. Obviously, yeah. When was the last time they changed anybody that had the red flag? Haven't changed anybody.
They got the best out of people in some situations that could be expected.
No, we all point to Antonio. We know what happened there.
Antonio Martavis, George. You can't argue 18. That they've gotten the best out of these people for the short amount of time that they were able to get the best out of them.
Antonio was so good from 13 to 18 that he could have like ran across the south side naked and Tomlin would have turned the other cheek, right? I mean, Let's call it for what it is. He did a great job. He did a great job letting him do what he wanted to do because he was putting up 1,800 yards and 13 touchdowns every doggone game and coming up with huge catches in every possible scenario. Other than that, who has he changed into a great human? I mean, there's people
they don't even care if they're great humans. They just want their productivity on the field to outweigh the nonsense outside the lines. That's all it is. That's all you're asking for is outweigh the nonsense so that the productivity becomes worth it. As it was, like you said, with Antonio Brown for 5 years, like it was with Martavis for a short time for a flash in the pan, like it was with George for a couple of years. I don't think this will keep them from drafting guys with quote unquote character issues or red flags. They'll still look at some guys and say, hey, you know what? The productivity will outweigh the person.
Well, I mean, they were one of the few people that decided they want to bring Michael Vick in. And I mean, Vick was a model citizen once he came here. I mean, I don't think.
Yeah, that was much later. And Vick is a different situation, I think, too.
Well, nobody else would have taken that chance, I don't think.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Brian Flores' situation, nobody took that chance, and that's a different thing. That's a coach. I mean, the Steelers basically went across, against the entire NFL and the NFL community because this is the guy that was bringing lawsuits against the team, against the league. And the Steelers goes, nah, come on, coach.
I think the better question to be brought up here, the better point may have been made by Daryl on X. He said, Juju, Deontay, George, Deja Vu, all number twos at best. They've tried to roll the dice on guys that they thought could be number one wide receivers. And we give them credit all the time, rightfully so in many instances, for finding wide receivers and developing them into stars in some cases. But let's look at let's go back and look at some of these wide receiver draft picks and how many of them actually turned out to be stars.
That's one of the most overblown thing ever, the Steelers finding wide receivers.
That's exactly what I'm saying right now.
You take away the Brown, Sanders, Wallace trade, I mean, year, then what do you have?
Right. You've got Roman Wilson, who they refused to put on the field, right? We've got none this year, which is just astounding to me that you would be considering trading George at any point. You don't draft a wide receiver. George in 2022, Chase Claypool in 2020.
Woo. You could throw him as a number two, right? Did he have him on there? Daryl?
Deontay the year before that. James Washington the year before that. Juju the year before that. Sammy Coates the year before that. Martavis Bryant the year before that. Marcus Wheaton the year before that. I mean, you go all the way back to, like you said, the Sanders Brown year in 2010 and Mike Wallace the previous year in 2009. Those are really the only wide receivers they've hit on in the draft. Year before that, 2008, was Limus Swede. Woo, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Where are these, you know?
And most of those guys are in the second and the third round, right?
Yeah. James Washington was good for preseason. I mean, I think that's the most overblown thought about the Steelers ever, is they know how to find receivers. Do they? Maybe in the short interim.
I think what we're proving here is that they haven't actually. You can throw that narrative out the window now.
You throw Antonio, Mike Wallace, and Emmanuel Sanders in, what, 10 and 11 or 9 and 10? What do you got? Nothing.
Yeah. DJ Chark. Oh, man. Someone mentioned DJ Chark. I mean.
I don't think. Honestly, I think we're all looking at this now thinking they're going to acquire anybody. If I'm just a guessing man, I don't think they acquire anybody. No.
Seriously? They're going to go into camp.
I don't know.
It's the wide receiver room.
It feels that way to me.
Especially with some of the names out there. Like, I have no problem with Amari Cooper. I think he had moments before he got hurt last year where he looked really good, especially once he first got to Buffalo.
I think he had a wrist. He had a really bad wrist injury last year. I think it was a wrist that really limited him. Plus, Buffalo was under this thought of, let's spread the ball around to everybody last year. That's why his numbers sucked, at least late in this, after he got traded. Was he get traded last year?
Was that last year. Traded from Cleveland to Buffalo.
But he's supposed to be a wonderful human, so to speak.
Cooper? So. Yeah. But, I mean, Cooper's out there. You mentioned Keenan Allen. Tyler Boyd. I don't know, after being spurned a couple years ago, if Tyler's necessarily excited about coming here and playing for the team that wasn't all that interested in him a couple years ago. You may know that better than Mason, I do. Right? What's that?
You hang out with Mason.
Rudolph. Yeah. I mean, that's a question. Text Tyler right now. Ask him. If the Steelers offered you a deal, come on. Do some reporting, some live-on-the-fly reporting.
Well, let's see who says that. What was saying?
What's his number?
I can't think.
Wait, you don't have his number in your contacts? You have
it.
Wait, hold on. This is an inside look at how Kabali has people loaded into his phone. You don't just have him in your phone as Tyler Boyd?
You just don't worry what I do. I always say that to Yogi, and he gets so pissed. Every time he'd ask me something, I'd be like, you just don't worry about it. And it'd make him so mad, no matter what it was about. I'm saying, you just don't worry about it. Yeah, you'd say that just pissed me off.
So I don't think they're tanking, Rick. I don't. YouTube from Rick Barry. How far do we have to go to be tanking, Chris? Rick Release Barry. A lot, get rid of Minka. What has to be done?
Player?
Yeah, that's exactly who it is, I bet.
Marvin Barry
does not tank. You know what tanking would be? You know what I would accept as tanking? Starting Will Howard. That would be tanking. Trading TJ Watt. That would be tanking.
Speaking of that, I just saw somebody answer, is Aaron still coming? I am going to clarify what 193.7 The Fan attributed me with, saying he's going to sign in 7 to 10 days. I said he's going to sign before mini camp, which is like June 4th, June 6th, something like
that. So Aaron Rodgers will be here before June
4th? Yes, before minicamp. Wow. My prediction.
Hold on, let me write that down. I got
to
make sure.
Not 7 to 10 days.
Before minicamp, Aaron Rodgers will be here happily throwing passes to Calvin Austin III and Roman Wilson and Ben Skoranek.
I said Ben Skoranek. I saw somebody, where was it? Philly maybe last year? Were we in Philly? Was walking around outside with a Skoranek jersey on, Steelers. It had to be his family member.
Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, they're all on the way. Don't worry. Aaron's going to bring all his
Bubba
luggage with him.
Franks?
All of them. He's going to bring them all along.
Another wonderful human, though. Now we got DK Metcalf, who's supposed to be a great guy. Calvin Austin is a great guy. Roman Wilson seems like a great guy. Skoranek's fine. Scotty Miller's great. They're putting themselves bunch of nice guys in that locker room. Too bad nice guys don't always finish first, right? You need some dogs.
dogs.
Dog.
Our guy Brian Garrett is mad about TJ Watt and
Brian Garrett has messaged 306 times so far. I think he's getting upset that we haven't pulled his name up yet.
I love the fact that he comments constantly during the show. These are the kind of listeners we're looking for. We appreciate, even if they say out of pocket shit, like expect a passive aggressive a-hole TJ Watt post on Instagram over trading Pickens. I don't think TJ cares if he's traded or not.
I don't think he made a post yet since the, I think he might've put up a picture of his dog.
No, I thought I saw him put some pictures up of the baby the other day, but that has
didn't he black out the baby's face?
Yeah, he may have.
Which is anyway. Kind of strange to me, because why would you put a picture of a baby up at all then? If you're going to block out its face, just don't put it up.
Because he doesn't want Brian Garrett like photoshopping his kid's face onto Nick Herbig or something crazy.
It's a baby's face. You know the Seinfeld episode, guy, I see the baby.
You go out to see the baby.
That baby's ugly. What did Kramer say?
That's an ugly baby. Yeah.
I kind of agree. You know, babies are just born are kind of goofy looking.
Yeah. Imagine you got to squeeze through that spot. I mean,
a lot of times you don't have to squeeze through that spot anymore.
That's true.
You know, I had that story of my kid. It was like, come rip it out. You know.
I'm sorry?
C-section type thing. So I'm like, nah, I'm good right here.
What, they gave you the opportunity to come over?
Come look. I'm like, no. Nope. I'm like, you're not getting me on this one. No.
Just let me know when they're here, okay? I'm good from back here.
Smell the burning flesh, and it's making me nauseous.
Jesus.
We went on a tangent.
Yeah, that little off course there.
Gabe Davis.
They
are loaded in wide receivers now. He might have. You know what? You think about it. I mean, this must have broke when we were on the air. He might have just said, "Hey, you keep bringing all these receivers in. Get me the hell out of here."
Gabe Davis in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean they got Brian Robin, whatever the hell his name is, and Travis Hunter.
I mean, is Gabe Davis any better than...
Well, he might think he is. He was decent a couple of years ago in Buffalo.
I mean,
that reeks of him saying, okay, I went out. You drafting these guys, my snaps are nowhere now.
I mean, you still need three receivers on the field at any given time. He'll be on the field unless he loses his job to Diami Brown.
When you think you're a number two, you think you're better than it. You were the number two. You probably were drafted as the number. I mean, you were probably signed last year as the number one, right? He was in Jacksonville last year, was he? I don't keep up with my Gabe Davis information.
No, he wasn't there last year, was he, Gabe Davis? Was he in Jacksonville? I thought he was still in Buffalo. Am I wrong? I may be totally wrong. I'm not keeping up on Gabe Davis.
I'm sure Pony's burner will tell us in about 2 seconds.
Probably.
He played for Jacksonville last year. So when he was signed with Jacksonville, he was the number one. Within a 12-month span, he's to the number three. He's probably like, piss on this.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So what, they're going to trade something for Gabe Davis?
Sixth-round pick? No, I think they're going to stay status quo, myself.
Oh, my God. This is a disaster.
But who knows what Omar will do. Like I said, I mean, you want to blame Omar. I don't think this had much to do with Omar.
I'm not blaming anybody.
I think he was instructed to do this.
I'm not blaming anybody in particular. Like, these decisions don't get made by one person in a vacuum, I don't think, anyway.
Unless you're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, again, if it comes back to Mike Tomlin finally deciding on May 7th that he was fed up with George Pickens, what the hell are we doing? If Mike Tomlin decided at the beginning of the offseason that he was fed up with George Pickens, then why the hell don't you draft a wide receiver? Like,
it comes to the point of one thing, compensation.
Yeah.
Maybe he was not expendable at a fifth round pick, but he is at a third round pick.
Which is,
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, it's not adding up.
I'm not on those text messages with the GMs.
Why not?
Those meetings.
Why not? Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC for sponsoring Cabali and Mac as well. We appreciate them being on board. You need to get your AC tuned up before it gets hot this summer. 412-297-1852 or on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH. They'll come on out. They'll fix it if it's broke. If it ain't broke, they'll help you maintain it so that it stays in tip-top shape and runs just the way you need it to. AC, furnace, heating and cooling, they take care of it for you. Locally owned business, Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook, 412-297-1852. We had plans today to argue about Art Rooney II and your
I think first, let me interrupt.
What?
I think we would be remiss not to thank everybody here today. I think this might be our largest live crowd ever.
You think?
It looks like we're heading towards that right now.
We appreciate every single one.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, we've been here for what, 3 or 4 months now, 50 episodes, and there's not one snap of football has taken place.
I know. That's what gives me hope, Kaboom, that for some reason, whatever the hell this is that we're doing, people seem to like it. And we appreciate, we do, seriously. That's why I mentioned it earlier off the top of the show. We appreciate everybody. If you haven't subscribed yet, when we get to 1,500 subscribers on the YouTube page, which I think we're only like 250 away now, we will give away the autographed Pat Freiermuth helmet thanks to our friends at First and Goal Collectibles, firstandgoalsports.com. Check them out at South Hills Village. But yeah, we're super appreciative of absolutely everybody who has allowed us to spend a couple hours every week jagging around talking about the Stillers and WWE and whatever else is going on. By the way, shout outs to the spray tan people. Working with Paul Heyman and Bron Breakker out there in Omaha. They found a good place.
Omaha?
They got done up right. Art Rooney II should not go in the Hall of Fame. We should probably save this argument for when we do have a whole lot more time.
Oh, by the way, big guest tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Big,
strong guest. I'm not
going to give multi-sport athlete.
Yes, multi-sport athlete.
You're probably going to ask for his autograph.
I'm not going to ask for his autograph. I'm not going to do that. I don't know why you would suggest something like that. Highly skilled at winning people money. I've seen him do that before.
Really? I did not wear this.
Maybe
he's an expert of some part of a football game that I appreciate.
Anyway, big guest tomorrow. Big special guest tomorrow on Kabali and Mac. We'll start a little bit later tomorrow because this person is – I'll give one more hint. Try not to give it away. This person is not in the Eastern time zone there. I don't think that gives it away. But they'll join us late tomorrow morning when we'll talk with them about a whole bunch of stuff because they're just an awesome human and we can't wait to have them on the show.
Rookie mini camp starts Friday, so you'll finally hear from the Will Howards and the.
Who are you going to talk to first when you get there?
You got to get to the quarterback, right? I mean, yeah. Derek Harmon's good, but I don't. I mean, I'm not a guy that wants to go ask him about his mother. So
no, that's
going to be the topic, and I'm just going to remove myself from the situation and go somewhere else. If it's Caleb Johnson, if it's Will Howard, if it's YA Black.
But, YA. YA. You're not going to be able to get that until like halfway through training camp, right?
But they practice on Monday. Maybe you hear some snooping around of what's going on. But then you wait till the end of May and OTAs start. And we're back at it. So we'll be.
And by then, Aaron Rodgers will be here, right?
June. When is it? June 4th? When is the mini camp?
I just looked it up yesterday. And boy, now you're
going back to me.
You got it in your email, don't you? Yeah, you do.
No, that's the rookie mini camp.
No, you have all the dates. Hold on. Here's the OTA schedule. Hold on. Let me wait for the page to refresh. So OTA 1, first
that.
Week.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying mini camp.
Mandatory mini camp, Tuesday, June 10th.
There you go.
Through Thursday, June
10th. So I'm saying Tuesday, June 10th, 9th. I'd say June 6th or 5th would be a good day. Once we leave for the last OTA on that Thursday, or
yeah.
Whatever it is. Was it Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it is.
Thursday, June 5th.
Right after. OTA. Boom.
So you're saying Friday, June 6th.
Thursday, the 5th, Friday, then maybe Monday because they don't come until Tuesday, I don't think. That's the place you look at. If it's not happening then, I will say he's not signing.
Ooh, okay. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. By June 10th, Aaron Rodgers will be here. Mark Cabali said it first.
Not 7 to 10 days like that bastard Crowley said. Okay. I'm like, Crowley, that's not what I said. Well, too late.
We will table the Art Rooney to the Hall of Fame conversation for another day.
No, I'm right, but by the way.
No, because I think it's ridiculous. You're talking about putting a guy in the Hall of Fame as a contributor when he hadn't contributed jack.
He contributed a whole hell of a lot to the league.
What did he contribute?
I don't know.
I'll wait.
It's an hour in, man. You don't want me to get into this.
Okay, we'll save it for another day when we don't have anything to talk about and we just need to argue, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So long, George. We barely knew you.
One Pittsburgh media member is probably excited.
There were some people that didn't get along with George. It's going to be something to watch him in Dallas, man. It's going to flame out beautifully. 1 year deal. He's going to want to get paid. CD's still going to catch all the footballs.
Dak.
Same agent as Micah Parsons.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Mulligetta. Yep. David Mulligetta.
That means he wants every penny.
Yep. Which means he ain't going to be long for Dallas. So.
I just went from the Steelers going 12 wins and winning two playoff games to them going 6-11. How's that happen?
They're not 6-11 bad yet, but they're an 8-win team that will somehow steal one at some point along the way. And Mike Tomlin will go 9-8. Pittsburgh's going to the wild card. Here we go.
How about them?
Here we go. What?
How about them Buccos?
Can we not? I mean, seriously, can we? Usually they're worth talking about every 5 days.
What PR faux pas did they do recently?
Nothing.
My favorite now is the absolute asinine thought of paying extra money for tickets to get the Pirate Parrot bobblehead yeet doll.
I mean,
we're charging for bobbleheads now.
I don't.
I was telling.
I'm more worried
Mikey
about
and Big Bob. I told Mikey and Big Bob today on Twitter. I said, "Wait till they start charging $1 per boom at fireworks blast."
What if they asked for a donation for every Paul Skeen strikeout on the way out the door? Sorry, Skeen struck out 10 today. It's $5 per K. Sorry, gonna need 50. Before we let you leave. Otherwise, you get to fight one of the ushers.
Let me tell you something about that. That guy was very resourceful. I would never say, hey, take my belt out. I've never would have thought that.
He had time to think about it because the dude just kept coming back for more. He kept coming back for more. And so I think eventually he was like, all right, I can only punch this dude in the face so many times before I bust up my fist. I'm just going to whip them now.
The spitting takes it to the next level.
That's where the whole thing is off the rails.
You can call your names. You can punch people. You spit on a dude.
Have we gone?
I'm surprised he waited that long before he reacted to.
Have we gone 2 weeks without something crazy stupid happening around the Pirates yet this year?
It had nothing to do with on the field stupidity.
That's what I mean. From the bricks. From the Surfside Clemente deal to the bricks to the poor kid falling over the railing, which, by the way, I finally saw the behind him perspective on things. Somebody posted a video online yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's like jumping up and down and jumps so high that like his waist tips over the railing. And that's why he just flopped over the railing like that. Like, I'm glad he's recovering. Like, you feel terrible about it because he sounds like a really good kid. But why are you jumping like that, man? It's a Kutch double in the seventh inning of like a random Tuesday night game.
Well, there's not much to root for anymore. So he
fair point.
Shooting his. Don't forget about the Skeens bobblehead fiasco.
Oh, half the bobblehead. Yeah.
I don't know. It's only been a month into the season.
It's only May 7th. Oh man. Yeah, that's why I said, can we not? Okay.
Who would screw up first? The Cleveland Cavaliers or the Buccos? They both crapped the bed last.
I mean, at least the Cavs beat the hell out of everybody in the regular season.
Cavs game last night reminded me of like Sid Bream, Francisco Cabrera.
Tyrese Halliburton's a magician.
That dude is all from 86 feet. What are you going to do?
I mean, I said it. Halliburton and Brunson in the Eastern Conference Finals would be a hell of a build for SummerSlam for Triple H. Guess where SummerSlam is, Kaboom?
Hopefully not Cleveland, because that's where it was last year.
New York. I mean, over the bridge and tunnel in Jersey at MetLife, but Jalen Brunson there in the front row. Ty Halliburton makes an appearance. We get
both have been around, right?
Yep. Just saying. All right. Penguins still don't have a head coach. I don't think anybody is keeping up to date on that. And got screwed in the draft lottery. I think that's gonna
do it. They didn't win the ping pong ball.
Why do you say it like that?
Because that's how they built their franchise the past 40 years on ping pong balls.
Hey, not their fault it worked out that way.
So you can't complain when they go from what, 6 to 8, 11, or whatever the hell they went to.
Yeah, 11th. It's going to be okay. All right. That does it for today. A special early emergency George Pickens just got traded pod. We'll be back tomorrow. Special guest will join us, and a little bit closer to giving away that Pat Freiermuth autographed helmet as well. Yins, have a wonderful Wednesday, okay? We'll see you later. Thanks again for joining Kabali and Mac. We appreciate each and every one.